Each year, New York City's Ellis Island presents the Medals of Honor for honorees' contributions in business education and public service. Listen to this. Each medalist has embraced their personal immigrant story and recognizes the role that uniquely American opportunities played in helping them reach their goals. This weekend, one person who won is very familiar to Chattanooga, and that is our great friend, Hamid Ondalib, an entrepreneur and civic leader, incredible traits that started while he was growing up in Iran and then moved to this country at the age of 17. JR, listen to this. I should mention people who have won this award include Bob Hope, Condoleezza Rice, Sandra Day O'Connor, and Muhammad Ali. This is unbelievable. So this is like for the last 2 weeks, JR and I have both had Hamid sightings. We haven't heard from you in 20 years. In the last 2 weeks, we both have seen you and talked to you. Yeah. It's been awesome. How are you, friend?
Good morning. Good morning. We're in New York and just finished up a busy weekend, as you can imagine, from Ellis Island, and I'm going to different meetings and stuff and flying back to East Coast or to Chattanooga tomorrow and this evening. So all's good. It's just a great honor. My heart is full of love for this great country of ours. Great to hear both of your voices. I miss you guys. JR, I'm glad I gave you a big hug the other day at the university. Yeah. And Jeb, we're long overdue for a big hug, but you know my heart and you know my blood is all about this great country of ours and our community that I'm so proud to call it my home.
You know what? A lot of people don't realize, and I didn't, but you still have a home in Chattanooga. You live in Atlanta as well. Of course, the loft was your dream, and then it moved into some incredible companies that you started, that you sold, that you started again. I mean, you know what? I remember you always saying Chattanooga has been very good to me. I think this country has been great to you, and you know what? You didn't ask for anything.
Yeah, this is, I think this is the fact. The fact is every American got to wake up and to say, think, what it is I'm going to do for my country versus what country owes to me. At the end of the day, we are fortunate and blessed to live in the greatest land of opportunity in the world. And no matter what problem we may have, our opportunities are far outweighing any challenges we may have. And the greatest opportunities is that we're living in a great country that all brave men and women of our military keeping it safe, protecting our constitution, protecting our rights, and helping us to add value to this country. So my challenge to every single person for rest of my life, as I see, as I teach in the universities, as I talk across corporate America, is really simple. You're born with a spoon longer than your arm. Don't try to feed yourself because it doesn't reach your mouth. You have to try to feed others. That's the fact. And feeding others, when you do, everybody prosper together. And that's really my challenge for you and everybody else.
Hamid, what are your thoughts right now about what is happening with this great country you love and a country you probably still love, Iran? Your family from there, you have great, I'm sure you have great memories. But what is this like for you?
Well, you know, I have been in this country 47 years, right? And I just turned 65. And this is... what I hear and what I see is what you hear and what you see, right? And I have some of my siblings that still live in Iran. I've got nieces and nephews live there. And at the end of the day is that the country, the way is run by a lot of clergymen who do not believe in human rights, who they kill in order to stay in power. So my hope is someday in the near future, they will be gone, and they have to be gone because there are more than 90 million people under their guns, and they are trying to make a living, just have a normal life, but getting killed left and right. So for our servicemen to go there and try to free the country, I praise them. I'm just... I'm just praying every day for a speedy finish. But at the end of the day, it is a very, very complex situation. And especially when you're dealing with those tyrants who are running the country, you never know. My mother used to say, be frightened of those who are not afraid of God. And these people, unfortunately, running the country are not afraid of God. So I can only pray as you, I know you all do too.
Very interesting. I want to ask you what it was like, once again, to have your name called. Like I said, Sandra Day O'Connor, Muhammad Ali, the list goes on and on.
I don't think Sandra Day O'Connor could beat Muhammad Ali. I'll just tell you that right now.
But in that same award that you were given, they were given also. What a company. That is just unbelievable. You get chills hearing that.
Yeah, well, you know, the only thing impresses me about all of this, hear me really good, that how little I am as a human in the eyes of God, how little I am in the eyes of universe, actually, and how great God has been in my life, and how great this country is. The greatest thing impresses me is how little person I am, and how greatly God has blessed me to have this opportunity. And I'm just, that's the only thing impresses me. I mean, all I know, my work is not done. I am still feeding with a long spoon. I'm still a proud citizen of this country and residents of Chattanooga, as I've continued there for over 40 years. And I'm just grateful to be in Hamilton County in Tennessee, and hopefully in the near future help at the university even more and more. And so that would be my focus, is teaching and training young entrepreneurs so they can accomplish their goals, so they don't have to worry about a job. They can create jobs. And that's really what my hope is. That's what would be my contribution in the world of education.
Yeah.
There's very little thing to be proud, because I'm staying away from my flesh. I'm staying focused on God's blessing.
You're a UTC grad, aren't you?
Electrical engineering, yeah.
Wow. All right. Your mom and dad, are they still living?
Unfortunately, they died, and because of all the stuff going on in the old country, I could not even go to their funeral.
Wow.
Being from this country, a wholehearted American, is not a good place to be in that country, and I did not want to have to
buy
those dogs.
Sorry. Well, let me ask you, just catch us up. So how many kids, and what are they doing? And then we'll let you get back to celebrating.
We have three kids here, and we have a total of five, and they're all doing fantastic. Our daughter, one of them live in Nashville. Our son, Amir, lives in Chattanooga, teaches at schools. Adam is in technology business, is 33. We've got Alex also going. He's a successful salesperson. And Nicole just graduated from Georgia Tech in biomedical engineering.
Wow.
So the kids are doing great, feeling wonderful. We're very, very, very blessed.
And you know what? I guess those kids, they absolutely know what you have been through, and they know how great it is to live in this country. And I just cannot believe we're having you on the line. I mean, it's been that long. And then JR says, I just gave the guy a hug last week. I'm like, wait a minute. This is crazy. But we are so proud of you, buddy. And you know what?
Thank you.
Chattanooga story is all part of this story, too. And you never forgot where you came from. And it's just a pleasure having you on.
Never will. And I will definitely plan on seeing you very, very soon. And I'm going to spend more time with you to talk about teaching and education and helping. And JR, wonderful seeing you, and Jeb. And I remember when you came to Chattanooga, the young, smart, intelligent,
with hair,
and handsome young man.
Yeah, so, with a lot of hair. All right, listen.
It was a lot of hair.
Absolutely. I mean, let's get this straight. Were those the hardest chairs to move back at the loft?
Oh, my God.
They were heavy, weren't they?
Oh, my goodness. Those high back chairs. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
You love those. It made me feel huge.
But you know what? Having the heart of servant, is that's the only way. And that teaches you to become a servant leader. And that's been the key to my success and survival in life.
Man, I just can't believe we have you on the line. All right, Hamid, congratulations. And once again, your parents would have been extremely proud to win the Ellis Island Medal of Honor. All the best to you, sir.
Thank you. Love you guys dearly. Thank you for this opportunity. And loving our country, loving our great community.
Go Mocs. Yeah, that campus is beautiful. It's unbelievable what it looks like.
Looking forward to spending time there and teaching and training those students.
All right.
I'm going to be diving into it next year.